We're on Gimel Amar Aleph at the bottom. Well, the Rava the Omer Latisha ain't Bikiyin Lishmo, Man Haitana the boy Ksiva Lishmo, boy Hasima Lishmo. The Torah says, the Kosav Lo Sefer Krisus, there's Machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Elezer, what that means. The body have to write a get, but what creates the get? Rav Meir says, what creates the get is the Edi Hasima. And the Kosav law means that you should sign, seal the get with Edim, and that what creates the get. So when it says the Kosav law, it really means the Chosam law. That the Edi Chasima, they make the Krisus, they make the get. And Rav Elezer says, no, what makes the get into a get was Edi Nesira, the Edim that give over the get, that witness the giving over of the get. And they create the, and you don't really need a Chasim at all. You don't have to sign the get itself. The get is written, and what makes it now a valid get is when it's handed over in front of Edim. And the Rav Meir says, no, what makes it a valid get is when it's signed, the signing itself. So Rav Meir learns the Kosav means the Chosam, and Rav Elezer says the Kosav means to write the get, and you don't need a Chasima, and then the giving it in front of Edim creates the get. So the Gemara says, E Rav Meir, Chasima boy, Ksiva lo boy. Right, the Kosav law means the Chosam, so you need Chasima l'shma. The Edim have to sign it l'shma, but you don't need the Ksiva l'shma. This and E Rav Elezer, and the Rav Elezer, all you need is you only need the Ksiva l'shma, but you don't need any Chasima at all. So which Tana holds that you need b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam l'shma? That both of them have to be lishma. See Rashi. Man haitana de masnisen. Ereb meir de omar ikur hashtar zuhi chasimasa. The ikur shtar is when you sign it. So then, chasima lishma boy. The kosav law a chasima ksiv. Kiriktoni klamon. Kosav get ala mechuber, as we'll see, the Gemara says. Kosav get ala mechuber kosher. The afagav the siva kosav in Nasan, Mishaino Mechusar Eleksiva Venesina. Where do we see the mayor holds that the Iker get itself is the Chasima, not the Ksiva, because it says if you wrote the get on something that was connected to the ground. Right? And you unconnected it and signed it and gave it to her, it's kosher. Right, even though the Torah says the kosav and nasan, there can't be anything between the ksiva and the nesina. Right, so if you had written it and signed it b'mechuber and then cut it off and given it to her, it wouldn't be good, because there's something between the chasima and the giving. But since Rav Meir holds that the ikar is the chasima, wrote it b'mechuber, but signed it after it was already separated, and there's no separation between the signing and the giving, that's okay. Mishena mechusar el ksiva v'nesina yotzezushu mechusar ksiva ktsisa v'nesina afilu hachi kivin de chosmo betalu shmachshu le'rameir. Since l'maisa you disconnected it from the ground before the Edim signed it, that's good. Alma v'kosav dikra chasimahu. When the Torah said the kosav la sefer krisus, it means the ikar ksiva is the chasima. That's what creates the ksiva, the ikar get. Disnan. So where do we see the Rav Meir holds that chasima you need and ksiva not? That you don't need ksiva lishma. Disnan. Ein kosim mechuber lakarka. Kosav la mechuber lakarka. Tosho chosmo venosim lakosher. Like the Rashi explained. Right, that since if there would be a separation between the ksiva of the get and the nesina, would be possible. But since the ksiva is the chasima, since you disconnected it before the chasima, and there's no separation between the chasima and the nesina, that's okay. E Reb Elezer, ksiva boy, chasima lo boy. According to Reb Elezer, you need only ksiva lishma, but there's no din of chasima at all. They only need edi mesira, not edi chasima. Rashi, ein kosav mechatchil al mechuber shem yachtom b'mechuber umatzu k'depricious v'hochim beforish perak beis. Even Rav Meir holds mechatchil, you can't write it on mechuber because we're afraid that you'll forget and you'll sign it also on the mechuber and then it'll be posel. But b'di'evit, if you wrote it on mechuber and you disconnected it before you signed it, that's good. Irabalezer, the Omer Midaraisa get she'en edov chasumim alav kosher. Right, according to Rabbi Lezer, you don't even need min haTorah edim chasumim ala get. We'll see there's only mid the Rabbanan that the Rabbanan said you have to have edim signing on the get too, according to Rabbi Lezer. Alma the kosav ksiva hidamashma. So when it says the kosav, it doesn't mean chasima, because you don't need a chasima. Elamai, it means writing. So you need writing lishma, but you surely don't need chasima lishma. Ksiva boy lishma velo chasima. The chitem ala olam Rabbi Lezeri. V'lchilo boy Rabbi Lezer chasima lishma midaraisa midarabon and boy. When does Rabbi Lezer say you don't need chasima lishma? That's only min haTorah. But the rabbanim were matzrich chasima and needed lishma. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer, and you have to say b'fanei nechtam to mekayin the din the rabbanim that you need chasima lishma. Mar says not true. V'ha shlosha gitin psulim the rabbanim v'lo boy Rabbi Lezer chasima lishma. We'll see in 1 second that there are three gittin that are posel, and they're only posel with the Rabbanan, right? And Reb Lezer says that you don't need chasim alishma, meaning even the Rabbanan not, because these whole dinim are only the Rabbanan. So it must be that Reb Lezer says it's kosher even with the Rabbanan. Disnan, gimel gittin psulim, the amnesis of vad kosher. They're gimel gittin that are psulim lechatchila with the Rabbanan, but if, what's it called, she got married with this get, so lechatchila we make him write another get. She has to get another get before she can get married. But if she didn't, she got married with this get, one of these three gitin psulim, the vlad is not a mamzer. Vlad's kosher b'di'evit. What are the three gitin? Kosa b'ksav yodo ve'en olav edim. The husband wrote the get in his own handwriting. He wrote the get, and there's no edim on it. So his handwriting is mamish like a chasim. Yesh olav edim ve'en bozman. It has edim, somebody in the sofa wrote it. And it has edim on it, but there's no zman. The Rabbanim was sakin, you have to put the date in the get. There's no date. So it's possible with the Rabbanim. Yesh bo zman ve'en bo ele ed echad. Or a sofa wrote it, and it has zman, but there's only one ed on it. So the question is, the sofa is also considered like one ed. So you have ksav sofa and the ed. Hari elu shloshi gitin psulim, v'nisus lavad kosher. These three gittin are posel, but b'di'evid they're kosher. Rebbe Lezer Omer, afal pi she'en olav edim, ele she'nosim lo b'fnei edim kosher. The gova min achosim mishubadim. And Rebbe Lezer says, no, the one of them is kosher even l'chatchila. Right? That if it doesn't have any edim on it, right, but you gave it in front of edim, there was edim asira, even though there wasn't any chasima, the get's kosher. How does it mean kosher? L'chora, even the Tanama holds it's kosher b'di'evid, right? That it's only possible with the Rabbanon. So if Rabbi Lezer says it's kosher, he means l'chatchila, even with the Rabbanon it's kosher. And not only that, you can collect with this get the ksuba, this is when one pshat Rashi says, minachosim mishubodim, from what's it called, from leaned property, because the get is 100% kosher shtar. Or another pshat Rashi says, it's a regular shtar, not a get. And it doesn't have any edim on it, but it was given over in front of edim. It's a 100% bona fide shtar, and you can collect what's it called from the chosim mishubadim, which only you can collect like a milva b'shtar. You can only collect from what's it called from lien property. A milva balpeh you can only collect from unlien property. Why? She'ein ha'edim chosim alaget el netikin ha'olam. The only reason that they have an inyan of signing on a get is because in case the Eidim Masir will die and you won't be able to then to corroborate the get. So this is why we have people signed on the get that other Eidim can recognize their signature and be Mekayim the get. Okay. See Rashi. V'hashlosha gitin psulim, the kochoshev perik basra, the three gitin that are mentioned in the last perik. The chad minayo ein olav edim. One of them is that there's no edim on the shtar. So that is pasul mid the rabbanon. Okay? The rabbanon, kolomer, psulayu afil le tanakama lo havi ele mid the rabbanon, miniktonim nisus of vlad kosher. Even the tanakama holds it's only pasul mid the rabbanon. Right? And the cases where there's really two edim, the ksav sofer and an ed. Doesn't speak about no edim at all. But Rabbi Lezer comes along and says, not only is ksav sofer the ed kosher, and not only b'di'evid, but even if there's no edim at all, it's kosher l'chatchila. ולא בוי רב לזר חסימה ופולג על רב לזר דאפיל לחתחילה תינוסי אלמה פסולו דרבון הנומי לסלי. So you can't say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer, and he holds, you know, ksiva lishma min haTorah, and chasima, you need also lishma mid Rabbanan. Is that true? Rabbi Lezer holds you don't even need Edom mid Rabbanan. Surely you don't need Edom mid Lishma. Shlosh yigitin psulim lechatchila. Kosa miksav yado yad habal, yadei habal. The husband wrote the get himself. The ein bozman, the ezizman nichta, the date isn't on the get. The ein boile edechod, the kosa yadei sofer. It's talking with a sofer wrote it, and there's one aid on it. The Nisei Savad Kosher, Amatanakama Gufei Lo Pasul Amid Rabbanan. Even the Tanakama only passes this get Mid Rabbanan. In Atorah, it's a good get, and therefore, if she got married without getting another get, and she had a child, it's not a mamzer. Mid Apolig Rabbi Lezer Alei, Shema Minofi Lechatchila Mamzer. And since Rabbi Lezer argues, he's arguing to say that it's kosher even Lechatchila. So you see, Rabbi Lezer doesn't even need Eidim mid Rabbanan, surely not Eidim Shmo. The Gova Minachosim Mishubadim, Gova Ksubasa beget Zem Minachosim Mishubadim. She can collect her Ksuba even from lien property. Disnan, Biksubos, Get Ksuba, Biksubasa. With a get alone, you can collect your Ksuba, even if she doesn't have a Star Ksuba. Lishnachrina, Nalipshat, Minachosim Mishubadim, Imstar Milvahu. If it's a regular, what's it called, a shtar on a loan. So the malve has a shtar, it's not signed, okay? You can be gova with that shtar, it's a 100% bona fide shtar, and it's not considered milva al peh, according to Rabbi Lezer, and you're gova menachosim shubodim. Gova menachosim shubodim, shtar chov nomi kori get. Any shtar is called a get. Kedom Rabbi Alma. The get chov shein boach rayas. We have a case where it says get chov means a star. Get is a star. Except the stam get means a get isha. Elam netikana olam. Shemi yamusu edim. Maybe the edim will die. The edim asira. Vishuv ein lo edos. Therefore there's nobody who can corroborate that this get was given in front of edim. Noha gulachtum. Therefore the minig was to sign the get. Right? But it's not a halacha, you have to do it. But it's a minig tov to sign the get. Dim Yamusu, because then if the Edom will die, Tira Chasimasam LeEdom Acherim VeYachiru, then they can still, what's it called, recognize their signature to other Edom who recognize the signature and corroborate the get. The Ela Rav Meir. Now we're going back. So it must be Rav Meir holds unique Siva and Chasima Lishma. The Chilo boy Rav Meir Siva Lishma B'Daraisa. When does Rabbi Meir hold you don't need ksiva lishma, that's only min haTorah? Midrabbanan, boy. But Rabbi Meir holds that midrabbanan you need ksiva also lishma. Maybe that's how our Mishnah goes. Mar says you can't say that. V'homer Rav Nachman, Omer hoyer Rabbi Meir, afilu motso ba'ashma, v'chisma, v'nosnu lakosher. Right? Rabbi Nachman said that Rabbi Meir held that even if you found a get in the garbage that happened to have the same name as your wife and your same name and your same place or whatever, and you had Edim sign on it, Lishma, that's kosher. Right? Right? And if you say that Rav Nachman is talking about Min haTorah, it's good. But in Enechanami, Rav Nachman means that the Rabban and Rav Meir would say that gets no good. Ihachi Omer Hoyer Rav Meir Dvar Torah Miboyale. Shouldn't say Omer Hoyer Rav Meir. Should have said Rav Meir holds Dvar Torah, if this get is good. But not that it's good lahalacha. Mash of Rav Nachman is good even lahalacha. So you see, even with the Rabbanan, Rav Meir doesn't need Chasim Lishma. Rashi v'chitema anam midaraisa masnin in law, lahad Rav Nachman. Ihachi Omer Hoyer Rav Meir Dvar Torah Miboyale. Lemeimar. He shouldn't have said Rav Meir held like this. Should have said, Rav Meir holds Dvar Torah, Min haTorah, this would be a good get. But not to imply that it's a good get, L'maisa, because if Rav Meir held it as possible with the Rabbanan, L'meimar da'avilei l'Rav Nachman da'amorahu l'frusha l'milsa. Rav Nachman, who's an Amora, has to be more explicit in what he says. Lo tepe churba minei. There shouldn't come any kilkel. L'misnei hachi omer hoy Rav Meir Dvar Torah afilu matzo be'ashva. He should have been clear that it's only min haTorah that it's mutter, but not mid rabbanan. Elamai, he said it lemaisa that it's even kosher mid rabbanan. So you see that Rav Meir doesn't need ksiva lishma even mid rabbanan. So we're back to the question: who is the Mishnah? Who holds you need both ksiva and chasima lishma?